Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com, live in his car once again, cruising up Northwestern Avenue on my way home from Mackey Arena following Purdue's 92-67 win over Indiana State. Got my head on a swivel for college kids in the road, coyotes in the road, whatever it may be. But I will spend the next few minutes with you here talking about Purdue basketball. Once again, 92-67 over Indiana State. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by our friends at Volage Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I'll be driving past here in a matter of minutes, that area of which is often the leading supplier of said coyotes that I'm always looking out for. Anyway, a really, really formidable, for lack of a better term, offensive showing from Purdue. Again tonight, that's two games in a row, obviously, where they've flirted with 100. Nobody's beating their chest over doing that against the level of competition they've done that against here in these first two games between Bellarmine or Bellarmine, however it's pronounced. I haven't taken the time to figure out the proper pronunciation of that. And Indiana State tonight, Purdue's got a lot going for offensively, obviously. The first game was kind of about the pieces in terms of, you know, Purdue shooters really having good games in game one, shooting the ball very well collectively around the centerpiece players, you know, Jaden Ivey and the two centers. So whereas the first game was about the pieces, the second game was about the centerpieces, because Purdue's three best players tonight were Jaden Ivey, Zach Edey, and Trevion Williams. And the first two were exceptional. I mentioned in the game story I wrote, it's amazing I can remember what I wrote. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit exhausted. Jaden Ivey and Zach Edey, you know, the general expectation for them this season around Purdue's program has been for those guys to not just go from good as freshmen to being a little bit better as sophomores. The general feeling has been that those guys would kind of skip a step and go right from, you know, good, great, and be two of the, not only the best players in the Big Ten, but maybe two of the best players in college basketball. And I know that's a mouthful, but I'm just telling you what I know. I'm just telling you what I've seen. I'm telling you what I've heard and all of that stuff. So tonight, both of those guys looked the part. I thought Jaden Ivey was exceptional. This was obviously not the level of competition he saw, you know, during his coming of age late last season. But I thought this was the most complete game I've seen him play in his brief Purdue career. Now, recency bias is probably factoring to me saying that, I will admit. I'm not exactly remembering every bit of nuance from every game he played in those last 10 games last year. I don't remember how he was on defense necessarily. I don't remember how many simple passes he made, things like that. But my point is, he was exceptional tonight. He was complete. I thought he was good at both ends of the floor, at least on defense, better than, you know, he has been in what I've seen so far this season. And on offense, he was efficient. He made great decisions. He made simple basketball plays that turned Indiana State's attention that they paid to him against it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I just thought he was really, really, really good, like all America good. And again, Indiana State, so take it for what it's worth. But he was really good, and this is kind of what people have seen coming out of him in terms of the total package, and I thought you saw it all tonight. Zach Edey, everybody, saw him just dunking on everybody last year and all of that stuff, and it was a little bit difficult for him to get the ball in the first game, and in the preseason game, but I thought, you know, Purdue did a good job getting him established early. I think Indiana State guarded them a little bit differently. But the most impressive thing from him tonight wasn't the, 22 points on 8 of 9 shooting, whatever it was, or the 10 rebounds or the 3 blocks. It was the fact that a bunch of times out of double teams, he handed out assists to Caleb First diving to the basket after, First man doubled off of him to try to trap Edey. That's the one thing Edey kind of struggled with last year, was when people collapsed on him, maybe they sped him up a little bit, he got a little bit discombobulated and, didn't necessarily handle it all that well. I mean, perfectly normal for a freshman who was playing hockey 4 years ago, But I thought in the second half of this game today, albeit, you know, Purdue playing with a big lead against an overmatched opponent, I thought he did a really good job making those passes, making those reads, knowing what he was going to do before, you know, he had to do it, so to speak. And just looks like he's really grown as a player in that regard. And, I mean, this guy's got everything going for him. I mean, he's you know, physically dominant. He's skilled. He's smart. He plays hard. And that's a good combination. And, you know, if Purdue didn't see a great player coming out of him this summer, he wouldn't be starting over an All-American right now. I think you can rest assured in that knowledge. So a really, really great game for him and Jaden Ivey alike. And when those two guys play at the level they played at tonight. Now, obviously, Indiana State is not going to be, you know, the level of competition Purdue sees every time out. But what you see percolating against Indiana State when that stuff boils over, so to speak, against higher level competition, you know, you might have two really, really special players on your hands here, and Purdue might have a really special team on its hands here. But again, you know, these early season games are – these three games, these three home games are kind of the warm-up for Connecticut, where Purdue's going to get North Carolina, then either Villanova and Tennessee. That's when you're really going to start to see how much meat's on the bone here with this Purdue team. But so far, so good. You know, I thought they were okay defensively. I didn't think they were great defensively, but okay is better than bad. And I thought, you know, in the preseason they were bad. You know, for as good as team, as good an offensive team as this can be, I don't have to tell you that, you know, you have to, you can't count on scoring 95 points every game in the Big Ten. And you have to be able to play at both ends of the floor. And I think they have, you know, the potential anyway to be better than they were last year defensively. They haven't been yet. They haven't even shown glimpses of it yet, I don't think. But, you know, I think in time, as you know, perhaps things progress and guys start to realize that, hey, this team has 10 players. And if I'm not guarding people, you know, I don't have to, you know, he doesn't have to play me. You know, that's, you know, Matt Painter's kind of got the ultimate leverage over this team, really for the first time ever, as far as I can remember, in terms of his options to put guys on the bench when they're not doing what he wants them to be doing. So I think at some point in time, you know, maybe guys are going to start to understand that, hey, I have to guard to be on the floor. I'm not necessarily saying that's not happening right now, but I don't think Purdue is anywhere near being what it can be defensively. And I think it needs to be as soon as possible, because the games get serious next weekend. You know, playtime's going to be over here. You know, Purdue's not going to be playing with his food anymore. You know, North Carolina is going to be a colossal test for them, and you need to turn right around the next day and you have another one, maybe an even bigger one. So Purdue's got to get right as quickly as it can here, and it would certainly seem like they have the potential to do that, but you know what potential is. So I'm just about home, so I've rambled for 8 minutes and 38 seconds, and that's good enough for me. So this has been your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast from Purdue's 92-67 win over Indiana State. This has been brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I just drove past a second ago. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again whatever day it is next week that Purdue plays Wright State. So I'll talk to you right after the Wright State game. Get it? Ha? All right. Thanks, everybody. I'm delusional at this point.